This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we are joined by
Mike Ginter.
Okay, Mike. Sorry I didn't get your name fast enough on the schedule. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing okay.
Yeah, it's a Monday. Life is good. The sun is shining. Birds are chirping. People are flying planes.
Boyd's is chirping. And we're here.
Yes, we are at EAA Radio. And we're scrambling.
Yes, yeah, so just a little bit, Mike. Just give us a second. We're trying. Anyway, what's on your mind today? Let's always have backup line.
Well, first of all, it's great to be back at Oshkosh. We're here with a group of about 40 T6s and with the North American Trainer Association. But we're back at Oshkosh for about the 8th or 9th consecutive year for me and 50 consecutive years for that group. But I'm here to talk about our big event we're planning back in Culpeper, Virginia in October. It's called the Culpeper Air Fest. And it's a small town air show. It's the best little air show in the East. And we've partnered with the Disabled American Veterans this year to do something very special and a first-time event. And it's called Potomac Flight. So I'm here to talk about Potomac Flight today, which is going to be basically about 25 or 30 T6s with a few veterans in the back seat. And we're going to take them right up the Potomac River and over the Pentagon and Arlington National Cemetery and back to Culpeper.
You're going to need another T6 to carry just the paperwork to get permission to do that, I'm sure.
We can talk about that. The FAA actually is very cooperative, the TSA very cooperative, and we tried this last year. We got rained out, and they're very eager to help us this year. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, it sounds like really cool.
That is amazing considering the airspace you're trying to fly through.
Yeah.
They are hypersensitive about everything down there.
That's right.
And deservedly so.
Well, just like an airliner, I mean, every one of our 83 people had to be cleared with the TSA, so we had to submit personal information and a bunch of other information on every pilot and crew member, and they cleared everybody last year. We had 83 people cleared. This year, I'm sure we'll have close to 60, all the front-seaters and back-seaters. We've got a Panchito, a B-25 that's closely associated with the Disabled American Veterans. Larry Kelly's going to fly that with a bunch of photographers. So we'll get some million-dollar video out the back of a B-25 as we're flying right over the Pentagon in Arlington.
Wow.
We'll have a T-28 off the right wing with a second photographer in the back seat. So we've got it pretty much wired right now.
Darn, I wish I was a photographer right about now.
You know, you and I feel another motorcycle ride. We ought to go down to the Pentagon and watch these guys fly over.
You can. It's there's plenty of spots to watch from, and in fact, the best spot would be up in Arlington, up on the hill, because we're going right over the Pentagon and right over Arlington.
Nice. So, the best spot would be in one of the T6s.
No, that's right. So listen, the DAV, fantastic organization, 1.3 million members, and we've partnered with the DAV this year with the Culpeper Air Fest Foundation, and it's I think it's going to be a marriage made in heaven, because they're going to come and put their trailer up. They're certainly got a great big presence here at Oshkosh, and they're going to help us publicize this event, and then we are going to fly this in honor of military veterans. So it's a great cause, and I think it's going to be a fun flight.
I hope you get a lot of publicity ahead of time so people come out to watch.
Well, if anybody wants more information, CulpeperAirFest.com is the great place to go to get some more information. The event that we're talking about today is called the Potomac Flight. That's going to happen on Friday, October 10th. And then, of course, our little air show is going to happen on Saturday, October 11th.
It doesn't sound like it's going to be a little air show.
Well, we do have the world's only civilian-owned Harrier coming every year. Art Knowles is a buddy. And Art lives just about an hour south in St. Mary's County. So it's a 20-minute flight up for him, and he comes, and we have a great time.
He comes and cuts the grass for you.
Oh, yeah.
Burns it off.
Yeah, Culpeper loves it.
It may be a 20-minute flight for him, but it's $12,000 worth of fuel. Well,
that's right. That's exactly right. But it's fun. We'll have 30 or so T6s. We'll have a handful of Mustangs and, of course, the B-25 Panchito, and we'll have the modelers. I mean, it's a classic small-town air show. We've got some big-name airplanes coming, and it's always a fun time.
With a lot of heavy iron.
Culpeper, Virginia. It's in the central part of Virginia. Beautiful time in October. Would encourage all EAA people to come and join us.
Can they fly in?
No.
Darn.
We basically have to ask tenants that rent ramp space to move to an airport about 8 miles away, and they're all very gracious about it. And that's to give us room for 71 airplanes on the ramp.
Well, see, there you go. 8 miles is not that far, though.
No, that's right.
You could get there from there.
You could. You fly if you wanted to fly in, fly into Warrenton Airport. It's HWY is the identifier, Warrenton, Virginia, and it's an 8-mile ride. Get a rental car delivered and come to enjoy the Culpeper Air Fest in October.
Wow, sounds good.
I'm telling you, that sounds like a nice little day trip.
couple of interviewers from Philly could make it down in about 3 hours.
Probably. Yeah. Provided we didn't get lost.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. I drive a Corvette. I can get down in 2.5.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, it's going to be a good time. So check out CulpepperAirFest.com and help support the DAV and come down and see the show. And
all right, here's a question for you. What if I know of a World War II veteran? How do I let your organization know that this person is worthy of a ride?
There's a contact link on the website, and you could get to the people that have helped us with the media arranging for this, and that's the way to do it. So if we wanted to help everybody out, we could just go to CulpepperAirFest.com, follow the links, check out the AirFest, check out the contact button, and it'll be easy to find out.
Sounds good.
I was going to say, if you need ballast, David.
Yeah, right. We're always available for balance.
Absolutely.
All right. Good.
You could even strap us to a wing.
I wouldn't mind holding onto a prop spinner while you guys are flying. You know.
I've seen her hand propping technique. It's quite unusual.
Very nice. Very nice.
So, how did you come up with the idea for this?
Well, actually, there's 6 T6 owners in the DC area. I'm one of them. 6 or 8, I guess. And last year was the 75th anniversary of the T6 Texan. In fact, we flew a big 75 here at Oshkosh. So while we were planning the AirFest for last year, it was about March of 13, and the 6 of us were on a teleconference, and quite literally, the Dr. Tom Malone, one of our anesthesiologist buddies from Frederick, Maryland, T6 owner, on the teleconference said, hey, if we're going to do the 75th, we ought to do something pretty big. Why don't we put a formation over the Pentagon? And everybody kind of got quiet, and I started thinking, well, you know, the answer is always no unless you ask. So we started asking, and it took about 3 months of coordination. And in the end, the FAA and TSA were very supportive. I mean, we had to go through a lot of steps, a lot of paperwork.
Yep.
The task was not for somebody who had a short patience or short temper with, you know, typical government bureaucracy. And I can say that because I'm a government employee. But in the end, it was a very positive experience, and they were begging us to fly it. Unfortunately, we got rained out. But they were very eager to see it happen. So
you had no problem requesting again this year?
Correct. Yeah. In fact, they're really helping us out. So I'm quite certain it'll be approved. All we need now is the weather, and I'm sure we'll have it.
And the airplanes, once you got all that lined up, boom, you're ready to go.
Oh, who wouldn't want to jump on chance right. Trying to fly through D.C.?
It's complicated airspace. I know there's probably a lot of smart aviation-minded people listening. There's, of course, the Class B airspace around Dulles and D.C. and Baltimore, typical Class B. There's the special flight rules area, which overlaps and exceeds the Class B. And to get in and out of there, it's really just a D.C. SFRA flight plan, it's called. It's like filing a VFR flight plan. And then inside of that is the flight restricted zone, and that's the one around DCA, Reagan Airport. And that's the one you need a PIN, and usually an air marshal has to be aboard, and airliner procedures. And that's the critical part, is flying in through the freeze.
Well, that's the tough part right there. You can't take an air marshal aboard, then you won't be able to fly any veterans.
Well, I don't want to say this too loudly, but they could actually ride along with us if they wanted.
If they wanted to force you.
Especially if they approve it there.
I suddenly feel an air marshal rating coming on to me. It sounds like it's going to be very interesting. Once again, the best view is going to be on Arlington at the top of the hill at the cemetery.
So aside from the bureaucratic challenges, are there any technical issues?
Really, no. I mean, all the guys that are flying with us were fly with us here at Oshkosh. They're all qualified formation pilots. We fly together all the time. The hardest technical part is getting everybody to Culpepper and doing the logistics. And then it's quite simply, I don't want to oversimplify it, but it's a standard formation brief. We fly standard formation procedures. We do it all the time. And except for the fact that you're in some pretty weird airspace and the view is a little different, it's just like flying at an air show or anywhere else.
Yeah. Are you expecting any kind of a military escort, you know, just people curious to see what was going on?
No. And last year when we planned this flight, that was never discussed as a requirement. We had been cleared by the TSA for all the passenger list. And we had cleared the airplanes through the FAA. So once all those requirements were met, it was just like flying a VFR flight plan through some restricted airspace.
What altitude are you going to go through DC at? I mean, are we talking like, you know, buzzing treetop level here in something exciting, or 4,000 feet where we don't see you much?
Of course, we never say the word buzz in aviation. It's a bad four-letter word, right? It's either a low approach or a little reconnaissance, something
like
that.
That's right.
But the answer is no lower than 1,000 is our minimum for FAA minimums. And we probably want to be no higher than about 2,000. So based on what the weather is, we'll be around 1,500 feet probably.
Yeah, that's a good altitude for us on the ground to take a good look at.
And that's the goal, sir.
Yeah.
And that's also a pretty good altitude for a view of D.C. like no other.
Right. Of course, I'll be encouraging all the pilots not to look at D.C. They're supposed to look at their lead, and that's the key.
Yep. Yeah. Right. And watch out for that tower thing that sticks up in the middle of D.C.
Right,
there.
Right.
Well, wait a minute now. That's only 500 feet. If they're at 1,000, they're well over.
Okay.
Safety first.
Of course, we're going to stay well clear of what's called P-56, big prohibited area just on the north side of the Potomac. We'll keep the flight south of the Potomac, of course.
But that's okay. You're going to see a lot of Pentagon people with their eyes pressed to the glass.
That's right. That's right.
Not something they've seen before.
Well, again, it's for a good cause for the DAV and their 1.3 million members, so it's a great thing.
Well, you also got to make sure that you get the backseaters there to wave as you go by the Pentagon.
That's right.
Or rock the wings or something.
No throwing watermelons out the window.
No, that's right. Now, we hope to get some good video out of Panchito. So hopefully this will be widely publicized, and we'll have some great footage and still photos to publish right after the event. And it's again, it's October 10th. It's a Friday afternoon, followed by the air show on Saturday.
And with any degree of luck, you can get this into the major media and let them know as well. Might make a good little feel-good story.
Well, if they're listening to this broadcast, again, CulpepperAirFest.com, we'd love to talk to you about it.
Well, if they're listening to this broadcast, I'll be amazed. Culpepper, Virginia, set your destination.
That's right. October the 10th is going to be the day of the big flyover. 11th and 12th will be the air show. I might have to go down there just for the total fun of it.
There you go.
Now, after this flight, when you still have all of these T-6s down there, are you going to do a formation at the air show as well?
Absolutely.
Sweet.
The air show ends with the Warbird flyovers. So they'll have all the standard single-ship aerobatic acts, and Art Nalls will fly the Harrier, and he'll fly his L-39 and all the other stuff. Mustang does a routine. But then all the Warbirds will take off, and there'll be 25 or 30 T-6s. We'll have about 15 T-28s, maybe 5 or 6 T-34s, and we stack those guys up exactly like you see it here at Oshkosh. We stole the script from Wayne Boggs.
And, there you go.
And hey, why mess with success, right?
Exactly. All right. Well, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us on.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. This is EAA Radio.